That is absolutely right. Welcome to a special edition of the Crosscast. This is the Cross Lutheran Basketball State Championship game from the Lutheran Basketball Tournament. We'll be going live out to Salem Lutheran Church and School. Today's game is between St. Paul Lutheran Lions of Thorndale versus the Cross Lutheran Eagles of New Braunfels, Texas. The play-by-play will be by Mr. Andrew Quinn. The show is produced by Eloquent Online and Mighty Eagle Productions on the Mighty Eagle Radio Network. But first, we're going to go out to Salem Lutheran Church and School and visit with the coach of the boys' gold team, and his name is Coach Daryl Wood. Hey, Coach Wood, how are you?
Hey, Coach Mr. Diaz, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Studio audience is excited. Before we talk about the Gold Girls Championship game, wanted to ask you about the Gold Boys. It sounds like you're real proud of the way they conducted themselves this weekend.
Absolutely are. You know, we had two games on Friday, and we split four games on Saturday, and we were in the semifinals and just came up short Saturday night. Kind of. You know, ran our tanks empty and fell short by nine, but our boys left it all out on the court, proud of every single one of them. Really good showing for Cross Lutheran.
And, of course, you are bringing some hardware back to the church and school. I believe you got the third-place trophy. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Third in state two out of the last 3 years, yes, sir.
That is not bad at all. One of the nice things about Cross Lutheran is we always need more space for trophies, and that's awesome. This has been your third year up at the tournament. That is a lot of basketball games to play in one day, and I'm sure you were emotionally exhausted. I'm sure the boys were physically exhausted, but absolutely nothing to hang your heads about. Third place finish. For folks that have never been out to the state tournament, they really don't know how intense it is, do they?
It's absolutely, you know, like I said yesterday when we talked, it's electric. It is, you know, emotionally, physically draining and exhausting for the, you know, not only for the players, but the coaches, the parents. By the end of the day, there's just nothing left in anybody's tank. Absolutely. wonderful atmosphere.
I remember my first year when I went up there with the white team, I was honestly, to be perfectly honest with you, I was at times very disappointed in how intense some of the parents got. Now, I will say I didn't see a lot of that from our parents, but I can remember 5 years ago this Sunday, our Gold Boys won the first state championship, and it was a game that was decided by 2 points. And late in the game, the opposing team was shooting a free throw, and one of our fans yelled something, and Mrs. Fraker immediately said, "No, we don't do that. We're not about that." And I know that I know you're proud of the boys, but my guess is you're also very, very proud of the families and fans that traveled up to see the game.
You know, absolutely, and you know, that's a good a good life lesson. We always need our Christian brothers and sisters to pick us up when we fall short. And there are times where I've given in to the emotion of the game, times where some of my other Christian brothers and sisters have given in to the emotion. And at Cross Lutheran, we have that support to say, hey, is this the example? Is this the example that Jesus gave us? And is it something we should be doing, just like Ms. Fraker did 5 years ago? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're talking to somebody who got tossed out of the School for the Deaf tournament 4 years ago, so I'm one of those.
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's turn to the Gold Girls game. Obviously, you're very close to the Gold team. Your wife, Mercy, is one of the coaches, and, of course, your daughter, Presley, number 43, is a big part of the team. So tell us, what's the mood of the team going into the championship game?
You know, the girls right now really have a calm confidence about them. I tell you, they're handling the pressure better than myself, for sure, and a lot of the other parents. They're just walking to their bench right now to get started in the warm-ups. We have about 7.5 minutes till tip-off, and our girls are calm, cool, and collected, to be honest. They know what they're supposed to do. They've been, you know, Coach Sherrod and my wife, they've been working on this for about 4 months. And I think we're prepared and ready to go.
Got to be super exciting to see that, you know, the the permanent ink marker, the Sharpie with the name Cross Lutheran New Braunfels there in the final game, going up a team that we know pretty well, St. Paul Thorndale. And from your vantage point, what do you like about our chances today?
You know, with the addition of Kendall Jeffers and a couple other sixth graders, we've really added some depth to our bench. We've taken the you know, a lot of the pressure off Presley to be the sole ball handler. We brought in, with the addition of Kendall Jeffers, now we've got another ball handler, which allows our small forwards and our post players to get open. We know we're going to get the ball down the court. Our defense all year long has really been our strong point. Coach Sherritt has really, his strategy, he's really pulled the trigger on pressure defenses at opportune times. He seems to have his finger on the pulse of when the girls need to pressure and when they need to pull back and play a little bit off on defense. So I would say our defense is the key to this game.
Awesome. Yeah, I know that's a big part. I know it's a big part of the game. And as you know, as a coach, defense wins championships. People can go into scoring slumps, but defense doesn't ever have to go into a slump. Well, we're all looking forward to the broadcast. How much time is left up on the clock before tip-off?
We got 5.5 minutes. And that's so true. Defense wins championships. And in basketball, defense leads to a lot of easy points. So you're right. If we go into a shooting slump and our defense comes up with some steals, we're shooting the ball from underneath the basket. So it's really hard to go into a layup slump. that's why our defense is really is really key. It's really the spark plug.
Well, listen, you're gonna rejoin us at halftime for halftime analysis, and hopefully Andrew will get to go down to the court after the game, and hopefully he'll be interviewing the coaches of the winning team. Either way, we'll get reaction from some players and some family members after the game, no matter what happens. As I reminded y'all on the crosscast on Wednesday, fear not. The victory has already been won in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But, hey, don't get me wrong. I was looking up at the banners today at Bible study, and I said, man, a third banner would look so good right about there. And so we are all very excited. And thank you so much for joining us right before game time. We'll see it happen.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate you doing this.
Awesome. It's Coach Wood, everybody. And now for play-by-play, we're going to go out in just a minute to Mr. Andrew Quinn, who will be doing the play-by-play, and we'll join him right after this. Live from Salem Lutheran Church and School, his name is Mr. Andrew Quinn. Hey, Q, how's it going?
Going good. How about you, Jason?
I'm doing very well. You got your game voice ready. You're going to give us all the sights and sounds of the 2016 LMST Silver Championship game for all the marbles, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great day to be here in Tomball. Couldn't have asked for any better weather to travel out here outside of Houston. God has really blessed us with this weekend, giving us a chance to show our Cross Lutheran spirit and our Christian faith on the court and off of it.
Awesome. So tell us, the young ladies are warming up right now?
Warming up right now, going into a quick layup drill. Cross in the familiar, beautiful dark blue jerseys, getting battle ready, battle-tested jerseys already, worn by many, many players. And we got Thorndale on the other side of the court shooting some free throws in their white tops, blue bottoms.
And that would be the St. Paul Thorndale Lady Lions. It's been 5 years to the day since Cross Lutheran Church and School brought home its first state championship. The Gold Boys basketball team 5 years ago won a very, very close game up in Austin by the score of 37-35. And I think they might have beat St. Paul Thorndale for that championship. I don't remember exactly. I was at the game, but I don't remember who they beat. But it was a very, very close game. And so as I was telling Coach Wood, there's plenty of room up in our gym for a third banner.
Oh, heck yeah. Plenty of room. We got room for many. We might be getting us a Calsa banner for being the first ever cross team to win Calsa and the Gold Boys. Maybe putting up another banner after today when Cross Lutheran Eagles bring home the silver championship at the LMST State Tournament.
And I want to make sure people understand there are different brackets because of the different sizes in Lutheran schools, but this is not for a second-place finish. This is for a state championship at the LMST 2016 basketball tournament. Andrew, how much time is left on the clock?
We got 1 minute and 30 seconds left on the clock.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside real quick, folks. It is almost tip-off time. We're going to be back with the lineups, and we'll do it all right after this. Gonna take it now. Going all in, gonna make it count. Won't look back, gonna set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life. Is right, and the lineups in the broadcast today are brought to you by many sponsors here in the community: Chick-fil-A, West Point Village, Hal Leedy and his crew, the McQueenie Gun Club, On the Grind Coffee, House Hunter, and Mark Hampton Realty. For the Cross Lutheran, Lady Eagles, 00, Josie Tesoro, number 14, Audrey Garza, number 20, Miss Aubrey Hampton, number 24, Miss Meredith Sherrod, number 30, Chelsea Sodders, number 32, Mia Post, number 33, Miss Carly Post, number 42, Miss Kendall Jeffers, number 43, Presley Wood, and 44, Miss Berkeley Barr. For the Thorndale Lady Lions, number 1, J.C. Paulson, number 2, Ashley Pizzell, number 3, J.C. Martinka, number 5, Katie Henson, number 10, Allison Albert, number 15, Amber D., 21, Emerson Fisher, and 25, Raina King. And now back out to Andrew Quinn. All right, Andrew, how much time is left?
That is the final buzzer you are hearing. Cross getting pumped in their huddle, getting a little cheer going, getting ready to go out to center court, get a prayer up, and we are going to start this game.
Righty. All right, folks, we're going to turn it over to Andrew Quinn. He'll be giving you all the play-by-play. And again, we want to thank all of you for listening, and we want to thank Andrew for doing this. This is the 2016 state championship between the St. Paul Lions, Thorndale, Texas, versus the Cross Lutheran Eagles, New Braunfels, Texas. Now, out to Andrew.
Good afternoon. We're going to center court for a quick prayer between both teams, showing the real faith that is in this tournament, the real meaning behind all of this is our faith and our hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, just finish that prayer. And we're going to get out, get on our benches, bring that starting five out. We're going to get this game going, ladies and gentlemen. Both teams going to the huddles. Refs walking out with their stone faces on, not choosing favorites. Maybe, yes, maybe, no, who knows. So going for tip ball is Josie Tesoro, Mia Post standing back, Aubrey Hampton to the right, Presley Wood to the left. Ref walking out to center court, getting ready to jump this ball up and start this game. Ball goes up. Tip one by Cross Lutheran. Presley Wood going across half court with the ball, looking for a pass to make first. Dribbling across half, pass to Aubrey. Pass to Berkeley. Berkeley stays. Berkeley gets deflected back to Berkeley. Out off of St. Paul Lions. Cross Lutheran ball on the side. Cross not running a play on this. Just going for an easy inbounds pass to Berkeley. From Presley. Back to Presley. Pass to Aubrey. Deflected. And it is out of bounds. Cross Lutheran ball. Pass in, not running a play again, just going for a pass in to get this ball going. Pass to Berkeley. Pass deflected by number 1, intercepted by number 10, crossing half, crossing the three-pointer, shooting a layup and missing, rebound by Aubrey Hampton. Little pressure, pass to Berkeley. Berkeley goes up. Berkeley crosses the half-court line. Pass to Presley Wood. Roaming the three-point line, Mia Post gets ball at free throw, shoots, misses, out of bounds, Lions ball. Crosswood is setting up a very difficult press right here. Pass into number 10 from number 1, Berkeley Bar trailing. Pass down to court, layup, missed off the back iron. Foul called on number 0, Josie Tesoro, number 3 going to the free throw for 2 shots. Lining up for these free throws, Coach Sherry giving his team some pointers. And number 3 sinks her first free throw, making it 1-0, Lions. Setting up for her second shot. Number 3 shoots, and she scores, making it 2-0. Ball taken out of bounds by Aubrey Hampton, passing to Presley Wood. Presley Wood taking it across half court. Giving one more pass to Aubrey Hampton, who shoots from 2, misses off the iron. Rebound by number 25, who takes it up the three-point line, going past the half-court line with tight defense by Aubrey Hampton. Pass from 1 to 10, 10 to 3. No travel call, even though she fell. Rebound by Berkeley Barr. Out of bounds on the Eagles, Lions ball. Number 1 for the Lions inbounding the ball. Two-man stack at half court, 2 others roaming. Pass into number 10 with tight pressure from Presley Wood. Taking it up to half court, roaming the immense space between the three-point line and half-court line. Pass number 25. 25 takes it in, misses a layup, gets her own rebound. Number 3 misses again. And it is Lions ball out of bounds. Number 1 taking it in from the baseline right now. Running a box, set in 1. Pass in. Deflected pass. Mia Post gets it. Pass to Berkeley Barr, who's running up the court. Back to Josie Tesoro at the 3-point line. Mia Post at the 3-point line. Back to Berkeley Barr. Foul called on number 1 for the Lions. It'll be cross-Lutheran ball. A sub coming in. Kendall Jeffers going in for Berkeley Barr. Number 42 in for number 44. Pass in from the sideline, number 43, Presley Wood. Passes it to Kendall Jeffers, but it is deflected by number 10, taken down the court for a layup, and it is deflected by Kendall Jeffers, out of bounds, Lions ball at the baseline. Stoppage of game right now. Seem to be having clock difficulties, wants them to run down the time a little bit. Going from 3:56 to... back to what the girls are doing this weekend. It's an immense thing that they're doing for their school. Got to be a lot of school pride going back in whether they win or lose today. Okay. Run back to 3:56. Number 1 on the baseline. Passes into number 3. Deflected by Kendall Jeffers. Rebounded by number 3 herself. Back to number 10 for the Lions. Who runs around the three-point line with tight defense by Presley Wood. Back to number 3. Defense by Mia. Back to number 1. Who dribbles around the three-point line with tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Runs in, layup, no basket, no basket. Foul on number 10. We've got a timeout on White with a 1-full timeout.
Full timeout, all right. Tight game so far.
Yes, sir, 2-0.
Don't forget, folks, we want to thank our sponsors today, Chick-fil-A West Point Village, the McQueeny Gun Club, On the Grind Coffee, House Hunters New Braunfels, and Mark Hampton Realty.
Ball coming back in for White on the baseline. Looking like they're going to set up a 2-2-1 defense for the Cross Lutheran Eagles. Number 1 for the Lions, throwing it in. Lions set up a box offense to get a ball going. Pass into number 25. 25, misses the ball, and it is out of bounds, cross Lutheran Eagles ball. Pass from Aubrey Hampton into number 43, Presley Wood, crossing the half-court line, roaming that immense space between the three and the half. Kendall Jeffers gets the ball, sets up for a two-point shot, and it is good. Beautiful shot. 2-2 with 3.5 minutes left. Number one passes into number 10 for the Lions. Number 10 goes up the half-court line, passes back to number one, who is not guarded at the moment. Kendall Jeffers getting right there. We have stopped the game for a clock difficulty.
Again, huh? Of course, Kendall Jeffers, sixth grader, playing up on the team.
Yes. She has been a great addition to this team, not only on the offensive standpoint, but the defensive and the mental game standpoint, never letting anyone get the best of her. So now it is number one taking it in to number 10 for St. Paul. Number three passes back to number 10. Number 10 passes back to number three. Defense, deflected by Kendall Jeffers, out of bounds. Lions ball. Lions number one passing it in to number three, which is deflected. But she gets it back. Mia Post with a steal, going for a layup. And it is good. 4-2 with 3 minutes left. Number one passing it in to number 10, who takes up the court slowly, taking her time, possibly setting up a play. Tight defense right there by Presley Wood. Pass from number one to number 15 with tight defense and a foul called on number 20, Aubrey Hampton. It will be Lions ball on the side of the baseline.
And that's two team fouls on the Lady Eagles?
Yes. Number one passes in, and number three goes to the three-point line, runs through the middle, and a foul on Josie Tesoro.
Two for her.
Line.
That's two fouls on Josie, so they'll probably have to sub out for her.
First shot for number three of the line is no good. And Coach Sharon has decided not to take out Josie, but to let her play. We have a sub for the St. Paul Lions, number 15 going out, number two coming in. Got one shot left, number three for the Lions. She shoots. And she scores, making it 3-4 with 2:40 left in this game. Aubrey Hampton passes in to Presley Wood. Presley Wood takes it by on the three-point line. Kendall Jeffers with another two-point shot. Off the iron. No good. Number one rebounds. Travels with the ball. Cross Lutheran Eagles have possession. Setting up a play down at the baseline. We have a timeout. White coach with a 30-second timeout.
All right. So what do you think, Andrew? Do both teams seem like they might be a little tight, a little tense?
It looks to me like each team is having their ups and downs in different ways. Cross is a little sluggish coming off, not playing all morning. St. Paul Lions getting in there, only having eight players with them right now, which is tough to overcome always. But as stated before, Cross Lutheran is ready and able for this game no matter what. And the Lions aren't looking too bad either.
Well, it's a one-point game, so it's super close.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's 3-4 with 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter, ladies and gentlemen. Having some trouble with the clock at the scores table, which this clock has been acting up for the whole tournament. Which just reminds us of home at Cross Lutheran, where we're having a little bit of clock difficulties. My dad was doing the clock on Friday, and he said, man, it feels just like home. This clock doesn't work either. Okay, waiting for this clock to work out. Okay, stoppage game still. Running the clock down for some reason. Running it all the way down from 2:35 to 2:29. Aubrey Hampton has the ball at the baseline, passing it in to Presley Wood for an easy shot off the iron. No good. Presley rebounds her own ball. Josie Tesoro back to Presley Wood. who bobbles the ball. This is a jump ball at the three-point line. Lions ball. Number one taking it out at the baseline. Pass to number 10 all the way at the three-point line. Going down across half court with defense by Presley Wood. Pick set on Presley Wood. Missed. Steal by Presley Wood. Going. Pass to Kendall Jeffers. No foul call on an obvious hit. Trapped in the corner. Pass to Mia Post. Mia Post pass to Presley Wood. Presley Wood pass to Aubrey Hampton, who shoots a three and airballs it. It will be out of bounds, Lions ball. Number one passes in to number 10. He takes your time going up the court, possibly setting up a play. Pass back to number one. Crosses the half-court line with tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Tries, no penetration possible because it's Kendall Jeffers' defense. Pass to number three. Foul on number 43. Presley Wood for a reach, and it will be Lions ball at the baseline. Number one, feeling the pressure of the defense, passing it into number three. He goes up for a shot blocked by Mia Post. Mia Post gets the rebound, passes to Aubrey Hampton, who dribbles up the court, taking her time. Crossing the half-court line, pass to Presley Wood, who dribbles it around the three-point line. Left, right, pass to Kendall Jeffers, passes it into Mia Post. Mia Post makes a beautiful drive to the basket and scores for two. Number one passes in to number 10, who promptly passes it back to number one. Number one crossing half court. Tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. No penetration possible. One pass to 25. Zero. No good. No layup. Rebound by number one for the Lions. No good. Rebound for number 25. No good. Rebound for number one, who bobbles the ball and travels. It will be cross Lutheran ball. Aubrey Hampton, number 20, passing into Presley Wood, who takes the time down the court, crossing half court right now. Dribbles around the three-point line, passes to Kendall Jeffers, who sets up for another two-point shot and is no good off the iron. Kendall Jeffers gets her own rebound, passes back to Presley Wood, crosses to Aubrey Hampton, stolen by number one, and a foul called on Presley Wood for another reach. We are subbing Carly Post in for Presley Wood.
That's two fouls on Presley.
Number one passing into number 10. Number 10 crossing half-court line. Tight defense by Carly Post. Staying wide. Joseph Cesaro. Ooh, nice cut to the basket. Back to number 10. No good. It is jump ball. Cross Lutheran Eagles. Possession with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Aubrey Hampton passes number 42, Kendall Jeffers, who takes her time getting it up the court, crosses the half-court line, passes to Carly Post, who passes it back to Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers roams around the three-point line. Kendall Jeffers passes to Joseph Cesaro with a shot, and it is good! Making it 8-3 with 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and this first quarter is over, ladies and gentlemen. Great, great dominance by Cross Lutheran in this first quarter, really working the ball well, getting the passes that they need to, and getting cuts to the basket.
And what's the score right now, Andrew?
It is 8-3, Cross Lutheran.
All right, folks, 8-3. Cross ahead after the first quarter. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. As soon as I find the right button, we'll be right back after this.
This is Principal Corey Brandenberger, and you're listening to the Crosscast.
Andrew Quinn, your thoughts on the first quarter?
It was a great first quarter, really dominant by Cross Lutheran Eagles, getting passes inside like they needed to. Cross Lutheran taking the court before the Lions, getting ready for the second quarter.
Stay tuned after the game, folks. We're going to try to get some interviews with coaches and players. If Andrew can get down there, we're going to try to get some interviews And back to Andrew for the second quarter.
Okay, starting second quarter. Number 10, passing the number 1 from the sideline. Number 1, crosses half court. Tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Nothing getting in. Number 1, pass to number 3. Tight defense by Mia Post. Number 1, pass to number 25. Three-point shot, no good. Air balls. We got a foul on number 2 for the Lions. It will be Cross Lutheran's ball. Aubrey Hanson, number 20, passes into number 42, Kendall Jeffers, who is now playing point guard because Presley Wood is in foul trouble. Pass from number 42 to number 33, Carly, who bobbles it, misses it, and saves it out of bounds. Number 3 takes it all the way down the court. Mia Post with a great steal. It is out of bounds on Mia Post. White ball. Number 1 getting the ball at the baseline has been a really big effort in their chance to get back in this game. Number 1 passes into number 25. Here's a layup blocked by Josie. And it is a rebound by Carly, who is stolen by number 10, stolen back by Mia Post. And a layup and a foul. No good on the shot. Mia Post will get 2 shots at the free throw line.
And who do we have on the court for us right now, Andrew?
We have number 32, Mia Post. Number 0, Josie Tesoro. Number 33, Carly Post. Number 42, Kendall Jeffers. And number 20, Aubrey Hanson. First shot by Mia Post goes up, and it's good. Now 9-3, Cross Lutheran Eagles. Mia Post setting up for her second shot. Shot goes up. No good off the back iron. Rebound by number 1, and it is a foul on Carly over the back. Offensive foul. Going the other way, white ball. Number 10. From the baseline, passes into number 1, who dribbles it up the court, crossing half court. Tight ends by Kendall Jeffers again, no penetration allowed. Pass to number 25, guarded by Joseph Tesoro. Number 33, number 25, passes to number 0, and it is deflected out of bounds by Carly Post. White ball. Number 1, passing into number 25, who's open lane, cut off by Joseph Tesoro. Back to number 1. Back to number 25. Pass to number 1, deflected by Kendall Jeffers. Saved by number 1. Pass to number 25. He drives in, no allowing anything right here in this game. Goes up for a layup. Number 3 misses. He's rebounded by Aubrey Hanson. Aubrey Hanson takes it down the court. Passes to Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers takes it up past half court. Looking for someone to pass to. No one's open. But Mia Post. Mia Post passes to Aubrey. Aubrey passes to Carly. Carly bobbles it out of bounds. White ball. Number 1 from the baseline passes into number 10, who passes it back to number 1 to play point guard in this possession. Number 1 crosses half court. Pick set. Nothing allowed. Number 1 gets an easy 2-point shot and misses. Rebound by number 2 for St. Paul. St. Paul, number 2, passes to number 10, who passes to number 1. Tight defense back to number 2. Bobbles it. Hit. Taken by Aubrey Hampton. Aubrey Hampton off of Aubrey Hampton's foot. Out of bounds, white ball. Number 1 at the sideline, looking for someone to pass. He passes into number 3. Number 3 penetrates, passes to number 25. He shot fakes, gets up a beautiful shot for 2. It is now 9-5, Cross Lutheran. Kendall Jeffers takes it up, cross half court, gets to the 3-point line, right inside, shoots a 2, air balls it, misses. Off white, blue ball. Looks like Coach Sherrod's going to set up a stack right now. We got a sub for St. coming in for number 2. Beautiful stack. Mia Lowe, then Kendall, then Josie, then Carly. Breaks out. No pass open. Pass to Josie from Aubrey Hampton. Kendall Jeffers passes to Mia Post, which is stolen by number 25. Pass back to number 1. Taking up across half court. Kendall Jeffers tight defense. Nothing allowed. Number 1 pass to number 10. Number 10 passes back to number 3 at the 3-point line. He's standing, waiting for someone to pass, for someone to get open. Number 3 penetrates, goes for a layup, shoots, no good, and it's a jump ball, which will be blue ball. Blue ball. Got a sub across Luther. Number 43, Presley Wood, who has 2 and/or 3 fouls, coming back in for Carly Post.
Presley Wood, I think I have 2 fouls. I have 2 fouls on Presley.
Okay. Presley Wood takes it across half court. Passes to Kim Jeffers. Sets up for that 2-point shot again. No good off the iron. Josie Tesoro gets the rebound. Number 3 takes it up. Even though it was stolen by Carly Post. Mia Post, excuse me. tipped out, buy me a post white ball. Number one passing it into a stacked offense for the Lions. Passes to a breaking 25 who bobbles it. Rebounded, kept by the St. Paul Lions. Number 15 passes back to 25. 25 goes to the middle of the lane, passes out to the three-point line. Number three. Number three tries to penetrate. Nothing allowed here. Back to number 10 with Presley Woods. Strong, strong defense on this. Passes back to number three with Mia Post right on her. Nothing allowed. Number three stays in her position. Now dribbles, tries to penetrate, spins, shoots, scores on a beautiful layup, making it 9-7. Crosses over 250 left. Presley Woods hustling up the court, flashing to Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers goes for that one shot again, and no good air ball this time. Rebound by Aubrey Hampton. Bobbled back to number three for the Lions, who stole it. Running up the court, penetrating, turning around, shooting, scoring again, making it a tie game at two with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. 9-9. Timeout by Coach Bill Sherrod of the Cross Lutheran Eagles.
Is that going to be a full or a 30-second timeout?
Full.
Full timeout. All right, folks. As you heard, it's getting really tight. It is 9-9. We'll be right back after this. We've only got one shot, gonna take it now. Going all in, gonna make it count. Won't look back, gonna set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life. And back out to Andrew Quinn live from Salem Lutheran Church in Tomball, Texas.
Aubrey Hampton passes in from the baseline. Number 43, Presley Wood, who takes it across half court, looking for a pass back to Aubrey Hampton, who passes back to a cutting Presley Wood, who does not see the pass. Tipped by number 10. Number 10 for the Lions takes it up. Layup and fouled by Josie Tesoro. Number 10 will have two shots at the free throw line, awaiting the referee's throw. Number 10 for the Lions. Odd way she shoots. Two hands completely on the ball. Goes for her first free throw and misses. No good. One more shot signaled by the ref.
And so the score is still 9-9?
Yes, sir. Number 10 for the Lions. Going up for her second free throw. No good off the iron. Lane violation on Ken White, the shooter. Ran before her ball hit the back iron. Shot does not count. Blue ball. We have a sub number 24 in for number 0, Joseph Cassaro. Aubrey Hampton passes into Presley Wood. Excuse me. Presley Wood takes it across half court. Passes back to Aubrey Hampton, who bobbles the ball out of bounds. White ball. Number 1 for the Lions passes into number 10, who passes back to number 1. Crosses half court. Tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Again, nothing allowed in the paint. Number 1 passes to number 3. Number 3 passes to number 25. Passes to number 10. He dribbles around, trying to find someone to pass to. Passes to number 15, guarded by Mia Post. Nothing allowed, nothing allowed. In trouble. Number 15 passes to number 25. 25 gets an easy lane to the basket and scores for two, making it 11-9 St. Paul. Aubrey passes into Presley Woody, crosses to the half court, looking for someone to pass to. Passes to Kendall Jeffers, who passes it to Mia Post. Passes back to Kendall Jeffers. It is tipped out on white. Blue ball. Sub across Lutheran, number 33, Carly Post, going in for number 24, Meredith Sherrod. Presley Wood, number 43, tossing in the ball. Again, not calling a play, just looking for a pass. Passes into Kendall Jeffers, who looks for a pass deflected by number 10, out of bounds. Blue ball. Number 20, Aubrey Hampton, still not looking for a play, looking in for a pass to an easy pass. Passes to Presley Wood, who is absolutely fouled in that lane, going to shoot two free throws. Presley Wood setting up her free throw shot, lining up that right foot with the basket, taking a deep breath, shoots,
off the iron, no good. No good on that first basket. One more shot for Presley Wood. Again, lines up that right foot. Takes that deep breath. Fires. Makes this one, making it 11-10. Still St. Paul leading. Number one passes into number 10. Passes back to number one. Number one bringing it down the court. Passes half court. Tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Nothing allowed. Number three takes it out. It is deflected off of Mia Post's foot. Deflected off of Mia Post's foot. Out of bounds. White ball. Oh, and the ref is signaling that White touched it last. Reverse call by one ref. Aubrey Hampton passes it in to number 43, Presley Wood. Presley Wood takes it down center court. Pass to Aubrey Hampton. Tipped. Still recovered by Aubrey Hampton. Passes it back. Number 43, Presley Wood. Pass to Mia Post. Bobbled. Not happening. Passes it to Carly Post. Carly Post bobbles it off of number 15 for St. Paul's knee. Out of bounds. Blue ball. Number 20, Aubrey Hampton passing into a stack. Passes to Kendall Jeffers. Wide open for a two. Off the iron. No good. Rebound by number 25, White. Pass to number one, their sole point guard. He throws a long pass down court, nowhere, intercepted by Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers goes down court, pushing, tries, and it is out of bounds on Kendall Jeffers, White ball. Number one going to pass it in to number 10, who passes it back to number one. Number one taking their time, slowly walking up the court, crossing half court, tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Passes to an inside number three, deflected, gathered by Carly Post. Kendall Jeffers goes down the court, passes to Presley Wood, who overshoots the basket and has to try to save the ball from going out of bounds. Saves it, 15, gathers it. Pass to number one, he crosses half court. Fighting against by Kendall Jeffers, nothing allowed once again. Number one passes to number three. Number three passes to number 25. 25 passes to 10, deflected by Presley Wood, and it is going to go that way towards the Eagles. Aubrey Hampton passes to number 43 of Presley Wood, who shot a full, almost full court shot and missed. So now halftime, we get a 10-minute halftime.
All right, folks, as you heard, it's halftime now. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to get some first half analysis from Coach Daryl Wood, and we'll be right back after this.
My name is Sarah, and you're listening to The Crosscast. And don't forget, don't mess with Sarah.
That is right. That's 8th grader Sarah West. A lot of her good buddies are playing in a very, very tight game. We're going to go out to Coach Wood for some first half analysis. Hey, Coach Wood, what do you make of the first half?
Woo! Let me catch my breath. It's a little exciting out here. I tell you what, we're moving the ball around. It's a really evenly matched game. We look to be moving the ball around. If we can eliminate turnovers in the second half, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, you've been in some of these close games. What do you think Coach Sherrod is telling the young ladies right now at halftime?
I see him right now, and he's trying to calm them down, and he's trying to. What he's trying to teach them is to extend on offense, because the Thorndale team is actually stepping into our passing lanes. And so we're not getting to move the ball around, because they're stepping in our passing lanes, they're anticipating our passes, and they're getting a lot of hands on loose balls. So I think he's just trying to calm them down a little bit and, get these guys to think and move the ball around the perimeter.
Yeah, Thorndale won on a little run there. It was 9-3. Then it was, what's the score now at the half? Is it 10-9 or 11-10?
11-10, Thorndale's up.
Okay, so it's a one-point game, so it couldn't get any closer. And so you said they need to maybe do a little better spacing on the offensive side. And on the defensive side, I have not heard as many of the interceptions and fast breaks. What do we need to do to get a little bit better on defense?
You know, that's a good point. You know, we spoke about before the game, our actually runs off of our defense and getting the steals, getting the fast break points. And honestly, we've only had two steals and two, you know, fast break opportunities. So I would say a little bit more aggressiveness. Now, we had Presley Wood getting foul trouble early in the first quarter, which really takes away our ability to pressure the perimeter, pressure the ball handler. I think if we can get deep into the third quarter and maybe into the fourth quarter with Presley, you know, without getting Presley in foul trouble, we'll be able to do some things and create turnovers.
Now, I know the fouls are always something you worry about, especially in a big game like this. But it seemed like both teams came out a little tight. It's a big deal. I mean, it's a big stage. It's a lot is on the line. But like I said, you've been there. You know what they're going through, both on the coaching side, of course, as a parent as well. And it does sound like it's very, very evenly matched. See the ladies, are they still in the huddle now? Or are they getting back out for second half warmups?
They're still in the huddle. We've got about a minute and a half. It's it's Coach Sherrod's tradition that. He really doesn't give them a second half warm up. He likes to coach them up until the last second, till the officials blow the whistle and tell our team to get out on the court.
what's the mood of the parents down in the stands?
You know, honestly, the parents came out a little quiet, kind of like both teams. the stands were a little quiet. I expect it to get exponentially more rowdy for this third and fourth quarter. You know, a lot coming down to 12 minutes of basketball.
You better believe it. Since the folks that are listening at home aren't there, who are some of the folks that you can see from your vantage there in the crowd, some of the families that are there watching the game?
Well, of course, we got the Tesaros, the Post. You know, the boys are representing with the Hills, the Sawbriggs, the Toddy family. Of course, we got the Quinn family supporting. Mark Hampton and his wife, Mr. and Miss Hill. I mean, we've got a good turnout.
Awesome.
You know, being
awesome.
About 170 miles away.
Absolutely. Well, listen,
hopefully
we'll get a chance to visit with you right after the game, as well as the coaches and players. No matter what the outcome is, we want to certainly want to talk and congratulate. This is a great thing to get to the championship game. But thank you so much for your thoughts on the first half. Let's look forward to a great half, and go Mighty Eagles.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go back out to Andrew Quinn now. Hey, Andrew, how much time until tip-off? For the second half.
2-1, and there's that buzzer.
There we go. All right.
It's ending.
All right, folks. We're going to get ready for the second half here. Back to live action, live from Salem Lutheran Church and School, and our good buddy, Mr. Andrew Quinn.
So we got white ball coming in on the baseline at half, and on the sideline at half court. A little bit of pressure on that defense from Carly Post. Not going to allow. Oh, and a double team. Number one gets the ball, trying to find someone to pass it to. Passes long. Number three. Number three penetrates in the lane. Shoots for two and makes it, making it 13-10. Aubrey in the passing to Preston Wood. He hustles down the court, crossing half court. Passes to Mia Post, who gets fouled on a blocking foul by number 15. For the St. Paul Lions. The blue ball, cross Lutheran ball on the sideline. Preston Wood looking for someone to pass to. No one's open at the moment. 3-2. Passing to Mia Post. Mia Post takes it in. Looks for a layup. No good. Little pressure by Aubrey Hampton. Number 15 takes the ball up. Passes to number 1. He is now taking the ball across half court. Ref time. Stopping the game. Injury timeout. Trying to figure out what is going on. Seems like Presley Wood and number 10 for Salem scuffled a little bit and or went for a block and hit each other in the face somehow. Presley Wood holding an eye, number 10 holding the other eye. So thinking it was just a mutual accident. We have number 2 going in for the injured number 10 for the St. Paul Lions. And we have number 42, Kendall Jeffers, coming in for Presley Wood. It will be blue ball coming in. White ball coming in. No. Number two for White passes it in to number one, who is at half court, crossing half court, tight defense by Kendall Jeffers. Number one crosses up, goes in, and is fouled by Kendall Jeffers, who will get two shots at the line for number one. Teams look very evenly matched in this game. Great game to watch. Number one setting up for her first free throw of this half. Shoots, misses. Hard shot off the backboard, barely hits rim. Got a sub for St. Paul. Number 10 coming in for number 15. Ref signaling for one more shot. Number one sets up for her second free throw. Shoots and banks it in. Makes it 14-10. St. Paul Lions. Aubrey Hansen passing to Kendall Jeffers, who takes it across half court. Coach Bill Sherrod calls a full timeout.
And we're going to stay right here with the full timeout. And it's 13-10 St. Paul Thorndale.
14-10,
excuse me.
Both teams very evenly matched in this game. St. Paul having a strong, strong second quarter, which got them out to a lead of 11-10 and a half, and they're just running with it right now. It's great basketball to watch because you see how tense everyone is. Playing this whole weekend just to get to this one championship game, giving it all on the line, your entire season coming down to 24 minutes of basketball. 4 months coming down to 24 minutes. And whose ball will it be coming in? It will be blue ball coming in. Number 20, Aubrey Hampton, is going to pass it in. When they pass it, it's open.
Any injury update on Presley?
Number 32. Mia Post shoots a layup and scores, making it 12-14. Presley Wood is back in the game and looking fine right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number one passes to number 10. Number 10 passes back to number one. He crosses half court. Number one passes to number three. Sending it to the three-point line. Number three passes across court to number 25. Passes to number one. Fakes a shot. Goes up. Fakes another shot. Passes back to 25. Passes to 10. He bobbles the ball. Keeps it. Number 10 passes back to number 25. Number 25 passes to number one. He fakes a shot. Ooh, questionable steps right there. Number one passes to number 10. Number 10 passes to number three. Number three bobbles it, but keeps it. Number three passes to number one. Number one dribbles in, goes for a shot. Questionable steps once again. Number one passes to number three. Number three passes to number two. And a travel called by a ref after the third potential travel. Blue ball cross Lutheran ball. Number 43, Presley Wood, going to pass in. Number 42, Kendall Jeffers. Who's right there at half court, takes it across half court. We give a pass back to Presley Wood. Presley Wood passes number 32, Mia Post. Mia Post takes it, it is bobbled. Number two grabs it for St. Paul. St. Paul taking it down the court. Number two passes to number one, who has a terrible pass. Grabbed by Carly Post. Number two recovers, passes back to number one. Number one will take it up, step across half court. Number one, seeing the ball passing to number three. Number three holding the ball, where she is. Number three dribbling. Taking it, passes to number two. Number two, passes to number 10. Number 10 to 20. Five at the top of the key. Number 25 to number one. Number one sets up for a three-point shot. Hard off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds, blue ball. Number 20, Aubrey Hansen passes to number 43, Presley Wood. He takes it across half court. Number 43, Presley Wood passes to number 42, Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers goes up for contact layup, gets the foul. Basket's no good. Kendall Jeffers getting two free throws right now. She's been quite a clutch free throw shooter for this team late in the season, clinching a third place trophy in the CalSTA tournament with some insanely clutch free throws 2 weeks ago. Kendall Jeffers with a first shot at the line, sinks a free throw, making it 14-13. St. Paul Lions.
I'm sorry, I had a big smile on my face. I've known Kendall Jeffers since she was a little bitty baby girl.
Kendall Jeffers for her second free throw. And it is good, too. What a showing this year for Kendall Jeffers. It is now 14-14. tie game in Tomball, Texas. Number one takes it up across half court. Number one passes to number three. Number three waiting. Number three passes into 21. Stolen by Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers takes it down the court. Goes for a layup and it is bobbled out of bounds. Kendall Jeffers loses the ball. White ball. Darn it. Number 10 is going to pass into number one. Number one taking the ball, taking their time, setting up a play, calling out number three play first. Number one passes to number 10. Number 10 backs number one on the side of the court. Number one pressured by two defenders, passes back to number 10 and takes it at the top of the key. Number three on the right side stays where she is, passes to number five at the free throw line, passes out to number one beyond the three-point line, passes to number three on the right wing, goes up, stolen by Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers takes it in for a strong layup, tipped by number three, out of bounds, blue ball. Crossley setting up a stack. Aubrey Hampton passes it in to Presley Wood, who was sitting there for quite a two. No good. Number 10 recovers, passes number 5, passes number 1, taking it across half court. Kendall Jeffers with a huge spike, no pass. Out of bounds, white ball.
Sounds like Kendall Jefferson found her game.
Number one passes into number two. Number two passes to number three. He goes in for a layup. No good. Rebound by Carly Post. Carly Post passes to Presley Wood. He dribbles through two defenders. What a play. ESPN worthy. Misses the layup, though. Kendall Jeffers goes back up for a layup. And questionable. No call right there. Rebounded by number two. Number two takes it up across half court, dribbling, composing herself. Number two passes to number 10 at the top, passes to number three at the right wing, passes to number one at the top of the key. Number one passes to number two, right three-point line. Preston Wood swatting at the ball. Be careful, sister. Number two passes to number 25, 25 passes to number three. Three passes back, 25. Kendall Jeffers steals the ball. Kendall Jeffers going for a layup, and she is good on that, making it 16-14 Cross Lutheran. Timeout called by St. Paul Thorndale. We got a 30-second timeout.
All right, well, we'll keep it right here. Boy, it sounds like they've upped the defensive energy for the Lady Eagles.
Absolutely. Kendall Jeffers, whatever they fed her at halftime, has helped a lot. Because she has just picked this team up and taken them places within 3 minutes. She brought them back from down 10-14 to up 16-14, holding them scoreless so far in this second half.
And, of course, Kendall Jeffers was the recipient of the Rookie of the Year Award last year at the Athletic Banquet, so I'm not surprised she's having a good game.
2 minutes left in the third quarter. Number one for White passes into number 10. He passes it back to number 5. Through team play, which I think 10 just passes into one. Number one passes back. Number 10 passes number 3. Number 3 passes number 25. Is at the free throw line. Number 25. Pressure by Presley Wood. Goal by Presley Wood. Presley Wood takes it up the court. Passes to Kendall Jeffers. Sets up for a nice easy shot and scores! 18-14 Cross Lutheran. Number 10 passes into number 1. To the inbound play, taking it up across half court. Number one passes number 3 at the right wing. Number 3 drives in, goes for a layup, misses, no good. Rebounded by number 2 for St. Paul. Number 2 passes to number 1, who's at the 3-point line. Fakes a shot, passes to number 25. Shot blocked, no good. Rebounded by Aubrey Hampton. Great 8th grade leader on this team. Deflected out of bounds by St. Paul Lions. It is blue ball. Sub number 2, subbing out for number 15 coming in for the St. Paul Lions. Aubrey Hampton passes into number 43, Presley Wood. Presley Wood takes it up across half. Pass to Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers sets up for a long two-pointer. No good. Getting her own rebound. Fighting for that ball. So hard. So easy. Come on. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Let's go. And it is a jump ball. It will be blue ball. Crossing the ball. Bill Sherrod calling out an insanely good play for that. Keeping his composure, calling out an inbounds play right here, right now. Pass into Presley Wood. Hard pass to keep. Presley Wood takes it up to the right side of the three-point line. Presley Wood pressures. Passes way far to Carly Post. Near post number 32 goes in. Passes to Aubrey Hampton, who passes to Carly Post, who shoots, misses off the iron. Rebound by number 3. Stolen by Presley Wood. Shot, no good. Rebound by number 15 for White. He passes to number 21. excuse me, who takes up cross half court. Number one passes to number 10. It's the left wing. He passes to number 25 down at the left post. Goes up for a layup. No good. Rebounded by number 25 herself again. Another block. Rebounded by number one, who shoots a layup and scores, making it 16-18. Still crossing. 18 seconds left on the clock. 16-15-14. Presley Wood taking it across half court, passing to Kendall Jeffers. He's going to try and penetrate this going in. No good. Number 10 getting it with 3, 2, 1 second left. And she does not score on that layup. Great rebound by Presley Wood, ending the third quarter 16-18 Cross Lutheran. Woo!
Holy cow.
That's
wow. Sounds like it is intense.
It is great, and our crowd has really picked up and gotten in their game. They got their nachos at halftime, which really aren't as good as the ones at Cross. But
no, they're not.
The point.
Hey, folks,
the point.
We got 1 quarter left. We'll be right back after this. It all comes down to 1 quarter, Andrew Quinn.
Yes, sir, it does. Both teams in their huddle getting some coaching tips. Refs in their own little huddle. Wonder what they're talking about. They don't got no coaching to do. Looking a little bit confused, probably talking about what they're going to have for dinner after this tournament is over. Here we go, start of the fourth quarter. It will be white ball coming in. All these proud parents of these girls just waiting, just hoping that their girls can get their name up on that wall in Cross Lutheran's gym. How about that, Jason Diaz?
I'd love to see it.
Number one passes into number 10, who passes back to number one. Number one, across half court, running a zone defense now, Cross Lutheran is. Number one passes to number 10, drop of the key. Number 10 passes to number one, left side. He sets up for a two. Fake shot, no shot taken. Number one passes to number 10 on the left side. Number 10 passes to number one. Number one takes it in. Number one passes it back to number 10 at the top. Number 10, number three on the right. Number three spins, shoots, deflected by Kendall Jeffers. No good, but a shot recovered by number 25, tying the game at 18. Tight press by the Lions. Aubrey Hansen passes in number 42, Kendall Jeffers. Number three pokes at it, steals it, and it is out of bounds. Blue ball. Number 20, Aubrey Hansen, looking for a pass in. Going to be hard. Passes number 42, Kendall Jeffers. He passes it up court. Deflected, stolen by number 25. Number 25 takes it down the court. Passes to number 10. He is on the right side, moving towards it. Number one on the left. Number one on the left taking it all the way, looking for a deflection. The pass is number 15. Nia posts with a block. Number 25 recovers. Number 25 gets set up. Recovered by number 10. No shot. Questionable foul call. I do not believe in that one. But I am not the ref in this game. It will be St. Paul Lions ball down on the baseline. Number 1 throwing in the ball passes to number 25, which is a rush pass. Stolen by Kendall Jeffers, who travels while getting pushed. No call. Travel called. White ball. Lions setting up a stack. Number one passes to number three. Number three sets up for a three-point shot. No good. Recovered by number 15. It was a long rebound. Number 15, White takes in. Sets up for 2 points. Fakes it. Aubrey Hansen with a deflection. Number 10 regains her composure. Grabs the ball for the Lions. Lions set up new play. Number 10 passes to number 15 or a try. And it is deflected by Kendall Jeffers, but recovered by number 15. Number 15 passes to number 3 at the top of the key. Number 3 dribbles in. It is stolen. Fight for it. And it is a jump ball. Blue ball. Great job, Carly Post, forcing that one. Number 20, Aubrey Hansen passes it in, or trying to passes in to Carly Post, who grabs it because it was bobbled by Preston Wood. Carly passes back to Aubrey Hansen. He passes to Carly Post. Stolen by number 10 for St. Paul. Shoots a layup and scores, making it 20-18. We have a stoppage because of some clock errors going on right now. Number 20, Aubrey Hampton, passing in the ball after a score. Passes to Kendall Jeffers. Passes to Presley Wood. Looking up court. Passes to number 33, Carly Post. He shoots and off the iron. No good. Number 25 taking it across half court. Setting up for a nice layup. And she travels, giving Cross Lutheran the basketball. Aubrey Hampton passing it in on a press. Passes into Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers passes to Presley Wood in the middle. Presley Wood to Mia Post. Mia Post tries. Mia Post gets it. Goes up for a layup. Misses. No good. Number 3 rebounds for White. Number 3 passes to number 15. With 15 passes to number 1 across half court. Number 1 passes to number 3 on the right side. Number 3 takes it all the way in. Number 1 gets her rebound after a missed layup. Number 1 travels out of bounds. No travel call, but an out of bounds call. Cross open ball. Aubrey Hampton passes in to Mia Post, Kendall Jeffers. Kendall Jeffers gets the ball, passes it back to Mia Post. Mia Post sets it for a long two-point shot. No good. And we have an over-the-back foul on Carly Post, number 33. Number 1 passes in to number 10. Number 10 back to number 1 for St. Paul line. St. Paul takes it up across half court. 1 pass to 3 on the left side. One pass, 3 pass to 15, right down there, back again. Stolen, bobbled. No travel call, even though she fell with it and got packed up with it. Number 15 to number 10. Number 10 to number 1 on the opposite side of the court. Number 1 on the right, on the left side, taking it in. Number 1 back to number 10 at the top of the key. Tough defense by Presley Wood right here. Tapping that ball, number 10 trying to save it. Number 10 to number 3, who travels with the ball. Cross Lutheran takes possession. Number 20, Aubrey Hampton, passes it in to number... Oh, it's a deflected pass. Number 10, no shot. Deflected by Kendall Jeffers. Stolen back by number 15. Number 15 passes to number 10 at the top of the key. Setting up a play. Aubrey Hampton deflects the ball. No good. Pass to number 25 at the top of the key. Mia Post bobbles the ball. No good. 25 goes in for a layup. No good. Number 3 for a layup. No good. Back up top. Number 1 setting up a play again. Back to number 10 at the top of the key. Presley Wood steals that ball. Kendall Jeffers gets a steal. Goes down court. Running. And a foul. Foul on number 10 for the St. Paul Lions. Cross Lutheran will get the ball at the baseline. Got to get a nice stack set up for Cross Lutheran. Trying to get the ball right out to Presley Wood. Ball goes to Presley Wood. Pass to Mia Post. Mia Post goes for a layup. And it's fouled. We'll get 2 free throws. See, it makes you wonder how much pressure are on these 8th graders, how they're in this peculiar position with this new whole tournament set up in the bracket, how they're playing for a different state championship than 2 other teams. Mia Post going to get the ball set up for her first free throw. Mia Post with a shot. No good off the back iron. Mia Post, one more shot. Sets up. And the shot is no good. Rebounded by number 25. 25 takes it up across half court. Number 1. Defense by Kendall Jeffers. Hard, strong defense. Number 1 fighting for best. Inbounded, taken by Presley Wood. And a layup. It is a tie game in Tomball, Texas. 20-20 with 2 minutes left. Timeout.
Holy
by the
cow.
St. Paul Lions coach.
Holy cow.
4:30 coach. And it's a full timeout by the St. Paul Lions.
All right, folks. Full timeout. We'll be right back after this. Only got Test. This is the real thing, isn't it, Mr. Quinn?
Yes, sir, it is. Got a loud and rowdy fans here. 4 o'clock, Lutheran and Tomball, Texas.
All right.
Let's go, Eagles camp. All them boys and parents and dads out there getting it loud and rowdy in Salem. It will be white ball coming in full on press by Cross Lutheran. Number one gets the ball, tries to pass it. Long pass, number 25, to get the inbound. Mia Post trailing. Mia Post gets in front of her, stays in front of her, stops the ball. Great job. Number one, out to the top of the key. Number to number three on the right side. Number three passes to number one, who drives all the way to the left side. Kendall Jeffers on defense. Tight defense. Nothing allowed. Number 10 regains it. Pressing wood on number 10. Number 25 drives in, goes for a shot. No good. Rebound by Carly Post. Rebounded by number three. Number three shoots. No good. And it is a jump ball. And it will be white ball. Number one throwing it into a stacked offense. Trying to get a pass in. Nothing happening so far. Passing to number 15. There's another jump ball. Great job. Carly Post being aware of what's happening in this game. They'll be crossing the ball. Aubrey Hampton. Trying to pass in, find someone to pass to Presley Wood. Picks it all the way up court. Almost a fast break attempt. Goes up, gets fouled, no call. Knocked out of bounds by the Lions. Blue ball.
How much time left?
1:23, 20-20. Aubrey Hampton passes it, is getting to pass it in. Two. It is deflected. It's deflected. Carly Post grabs it. No good on the shot. Aubrey Hampton. Gets fouled by number 15 for the Lions.
Is it a shooting foul?
No, sir.
No.
20-20 with 1:16 left. A sub for the Lions. Number 2 coming in for number 15. Aubrey Hampton will throw in the ball far closer to the side on the baseline. Passing it in to Mia Post to pass it to Preston Wood. Stolen by number 10. Kendall Jeffers back there with the defense. No. And it is a charge on number 10. Great awareness by Kendall Jeffers, who draws that charge. Pass in Aubrey Hampton, looking for someone to pass to. Passes to Carly Post, who passes to Mia Post, who drives, goes down, looking for someone else to pass to. Passes to Preston Wood in the middle, and it is a no-good layup. Tie game here, 1 minute left. Number one takes it down across that court. With St. Paul. And it is a travel by St. Paul. Cross Lutheran ball at half court. Man, what a game this is. Number 20, Aubrey Hampton, looking for someone to pass to. Passes into Presley Wood. Presley Wood looks. Presley Wood gets fouled. No call. Looking for a pass. Number 10, blocked by Presley Wood. And it is knocked out of bounds by number 10. Blue ball. Aubrey Hampton, who's getting great hustle points on this game. Looks down to Mia Post. Mia Post starts back on the Carly Wood for an easy layup. No good. Out of bounds on white. It will be blue ball. We got a 30-second timeout called by Bill Sheridan. We have 39 seconds left. 20-20.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Man, it is electric in here. So we got about half of this timeout called. It's going down. We got 39 seconds to the championship, or 39 seconds to overtime. I don't know if my heart can handle overtime, Jason Dyer.
I know mine can't. I'm going to need to go visit a cardiologist right after the game.
Well, you can go visit Mr. Post. He knows a lot about everything. Can you hear our fans in this gym?
Awesome. I can't hear him, but maybe you put it on speakerphone, but I can't hear very well, but I'm sure it's loud.
It is insanely loud. Everybody in unison. Kendall Jeffers passes it into Mia Post, who passes it into Presley Wood, and it is deflected out of bounds by White. Blue ball. Kendall Jeffers passing it in. Passes to number 42, Presley Wood. Who gets it in for a two-pointer with 32 seconds left? 20-22. Timeout by the St. Paul Lions. Full timeout.
Holy moly. Remember,
this
folks, stay with us. Stay with us after the game. Andrew's going to go down and try to get some interviews. Andrew, when you get the interviews, if you leave your headphones in, you'll need to take them out and use the speaker feature or just let them talk to the phone, okay, so they can hear me.
So use speakerphone. Don't use my headphones. Take my headphones out of the phone and use speaker.
Well, just use a regular phone because it'll be too difficult to hear.
Okay.
You just use your judgment, whatever you think makes the most sense.
I got you. So
if you want to do the interviews, you can leave your microphone and just hold it up to them when they're talking.
I'll do that.
All right, that'd probably be better anyway. And I can just tell you, I can just talk to you through your headphones.
Okay.
Hey, but
so
it's not over yet.
Not at all. Cross Lutheran leading 22-20 with 29 seconds left. It'll be White ball coming in. Cross is setting up a press, really hard press. Carly Post, you need to get back. Number one passes to number 10. Side defense by Preston Wood. Number 10 runs up. Number 10 runs. And it is a jump ball. It will be White ball at their baseline. Nice box setup. Number one looking for a pass. Number one passes to number 3, who goes for a layup. No good. Number 25 gets it back, and it is a foul. She will get 2 free throws with 15 seconds left.
Wow.
Jason Diaz, I'm above everything right now. I am on a track above the ground. You might have to call 911 for me because I'm going to pass out right now.
How much time left? And what's the situation?
Air balls, her first free throw. Still 20-22 with 15 seconds left.
Got to get the rebound, ladies. Got to get this rebound.
Number 25 sets up for her second free throw. And it is good. 21-22, Cross Lutheran. Carly Post passes it in to Mia Post, her sister. Mia Post, look down low. Mia Post, look down low. It is stolen by number one for St. Paul Lions. Number one steps on the line. Cross Lutheran ball with 8 seconds left, only up by 1 point. We have an injury for number 2 from St. Paul. Looks like a shoulder hurt. Number 2 is subbed out for number 15. Presley Wood passes into Kendall Jeffers. He passes, he misses the layup, and it is a jump ball. Jump ball, blue ball with 3.6 seconds left.
Just
game,
hold on to the ball. Just hold on to the ball.
And it is starting game clock foul. With 1 second left, Kendall Jeffers gets a 1-1 opportunity for free throws.
Andrew, after the game, if Cross earns, I'd need you to pick an MVP for the game and try to get an interview with the MVP and the coach.
Okay.
You can select the MVP. I think it's pretty obvious.
Kendall Jeffers with a first free throw. Misses. It is up. And the game is over. Cross Lutheran are the 2016 LMSC state champions.
Let's give it up for those Lady Eagles, Andrew.
Get them!
My goodness! Andrew, tell me about the scene. Describe the scene for me.
Everybody's in a very intimate huddle right now. Walking towards this huddle. Just ran down 4 flights of stairs. Get you this interview, Diaz.
We're going to try to get an interview with Coach Sherrod first and then the MVP.
When I get the presentation of the
trophy. We'll wait for that. Just keep describing what's happening.
Okay. So as everything winds down, I think we might have to wait a few minutes for
an
interview.
Take your time. Unbelievable. The Lady Eagles, 2016 state champs.
Presentation of the trophy to the team right now by tournament director Larry.
And folks, if you check back on this link, we'll get some of those pictures uploaded to the episode page.
Sitting here through some silence, waiting for all the huddles to break and all the teams to get separated. Probably have to wait a few more minutes. Okay.
Hey, Andrew, if you just want to
Sir.
If you want to give Coach Sherrod your headset or whatever, whatever you want to do, just let me know.
Let me go get a picture.
Okay.
So you're going to walk out for a picture real quick, and I will conduct this interview when they finish this picture.
You got it. Hold on. We got Coach Wood with us.
Give it to me. Hello?
Hey, Coach Wood.
Hey. Excellent finish. Excellent game.
Hey,
what
Coach
a nail biter.
This is for the entire Wood family right here. This is right here.
Up. You're the game winner. Thank
all
you
right.
For that.
Hey.
Thank you for that.
First impressions. What are you thinking?
You know what? I tell you what. So halfway through the third quarter, Coach Sherrod switched from a man-to-man defense. He switched into a 2-3. The most brilliant move I've seen him make in the 3 years I've watched him coach, and it completely shut those girls down.
Wow.
It was a brilliant move. Brilliant.
Is he standing next to you? Can you hand him your phone when we're finished?
He is not. I did have Presley Wood who hit the game-winning shot with about 30 seconds left.
I'll tell you what. Let me speak to her real quick.
Presley, hit it. Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure. They're doing pictures and stuff like that. Well, I'll tell you, what an exciting finish. I got to tell you, my hands were sweating. My heart was racing. And I'm not even there.
Well, you know, it was a nail biter. But I tell you, like as I predicted at halftime, the fans woke up. The eighth grade gold boys that stayed here were cheering and starting cheers just like they've been cheerleaders for years. It was heartwarming, touching all at the same time, emotion provoking. It was just brilliant. Presley. We're not getting Presley, but we might get Coach Terry. Coach Terry, do you have second to talk to Jason Dias? All right, we're going to get Coach Sherrod here in about 3 or 4 seconds. We've got, as you can probably imagine, we got eight or ten.
We'd love to get
here's Coach
Sherrod. All right.
Okay, here's Coach Sherrod.
All righty.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Coach Sherrod, congratulations, man. Yeah.
Thank you, man. It's been a long time coming, man. Appreciate it, man. I'm pumped. I'm excited, man.
Hey, listen, I got to ask you first of all, that, listen, 5 years ago today, we won our first state championship by a score of 37-35, so we only won it by 2 points. You didn't have to give us all a heart attack by winning this one by one. Tell us what you're feeling right now.
Oh, I'm speechless. I mean, I'm just pumped. I couldn't even describe it. It's a wonderful feeling. Those girls, they played so hard. They did exactly what I asked, and they put it out there on the line, and we just came through with this one. We've been scrapping all tournament, and we just finished with a scrappy game today and closed it out. So, I mean, those kids did great for me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great feeling. There's no better way to end the season. It's going to be, my guess, one of the most fun trips back from Houston, Texas, that any of these kids will ever take. They'll never forget this day. A lot of those eighth grade girls will probably won't play basketball again. Just what a great way. So many great players on that team. What do you think was the big turning point? Coach Wood seemed to think when you went to the zone defense, it really changed the dynamic of the game.
Yeah, we were having a little trouble staying with them. They were spreading us out and driving on us a little bit and getting into the interior and shooting some close shots. So I felt if we clogged up that a little bit and slowed down their attack on their one-on-one attack, that we might be able to have a little bit of a chance with rebounds, eliminate some second-chance shots, and then turn the tide for us. We got a couple of steals and layups out of that 2-3. And then, you know, there at the end of the fourth quarter, turned on the full-court man-to-man press, and we were able to grit it out. Presley hit a big shot there with just a few seconds left in the game. They had a chance. We missed a shot, and, you know, we got the rebound, got it down the floor, and we just were able to close it out. So
I was at church this morning, and I was looking up at the banners, and I said, you know what, we got plenty of room up there for another banner. And one of the first things I thought about when the game winded down and I realized we had won, I just have to ask you, as a dad, what does it mean to you to know that both of your daughters' names will be on those state championship banners? Hannah for volleyball back in 2012, and now your other daughter, Meredith, for basketball in 2016. Tell us what's on your heart.
Oh, no, I just think that's funny because we had a conversation about that last night. And actually, my youngest daughter said, hey, Daddy, if we win, my name gets to be next to Hannah's up in a banner. So we had a little laugh about that, but we've been thinking about it a little bit, and it's a neat feeling. And, you know, to look up there and see both my kids and know that they've been a part of some great teams here at Cross and been able to participate at this level. I'm a proud dad. I'm sure you can say that. So.
Well, I got to tell you, on behalf of everybody at Cross Lutheran Church and School, people that have never done what you do will never understand how much time and energy and commitment and emotional capital that you spend. You're away from your family a lot. You work full time. I want to thank you on behalf of the entire church and school family. I've known you for a long time. You're a great and godly gentleman. I'm honored to call you my Christian brother, and I'm honored to call you the state champion coach from Cross Lutheran Church and School. Thank you so very, very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason. Appreciate it.
And listen, Coach, if you want to listen to the broadcast, it's on the Facebook page. It'll be there as soon as we end. It'll be available in just a few minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, Jason.
And who are you giving me phone back to now?
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hey, Coach Wood, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, is Presley over by the phone yet?
I have Presley. Here you go.
All right, let me talk to her.
Hello? Oh,
hey.
I I can't talk because I have a sore throat.
Well, I just wanted to very quickly congratulate you. That was a big money shot, and you certainly earned the right to call yourself a state champion.
Thank you.
So what are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
Well, me and Kendall are crying right now because they're so happy. This hasn't been done in a long time from cross, and to win by 1 point, that means a lot to us, and we've come so far this year, and we've just tried so hard, and to win this means a lot to us.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Sure.
I'm crying, too. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. I told Coach Scherer we won our first state championship in basketball by 2 points. I don't know why you guys had to give me a heart attack by winning it by 1 point. That was just crazy, crazy insane. I want you to enjoy your trip home. You can listen to the game. It'll be on Facebook. I sent it to your dad. And if you can you hand the phone to Kendall?
Yes, I can. Here she is. Mr. Diaz?
Hey, Kendall Jeffers, how are you?
I am doing very well.
All right, what are you thinking now? You're a sixth grader playing up on the gold team, and I'm pretty sure when all is said and done, Andrew's going to select you for the MVP of the game today. But what's going through your heart right now?
Well, we just won by 1 point at state. This has never been done before by cross, ever.
I was telling
Kendall. It's amazing that we just won by 1 point.
Well, you know, we won the first game 5 years ago today by 2 points, and I was telling the coach and Presley that I can't believe you guys found a way to make the game even closer by winning by one point. Kendall, I've known you and your family for a long time. I knew you were a firecracker the day I met you. I'm so, so very proud of you. I cannot wait to see you next Sunday at church. I can't wait for everybody in our church family to see that beautiful state championship trophy. I want you to enjoy your ride home. The game will be available. I'll text the link to your mom if you want to listen back to the whole game. And congratulations. You go enjoy some time and fun with your teammates.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kendall. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, wow, wow.
You there, Jason?
I'm here, man. This is just the coolest thing ever. I'll tell you, we thought we had a girls' basketball championship back in 2012, and it was so close. I think we lost to St. Paul Thorndale. So this is just really, really great, and I don't even know what to say. Just a great team effort. I don't know where Andrew is. I don't know if I lost Andrew. But is there anybody else standing next to you that might want to come on?
You know, not really. All the girls have gone off and celebrated. Andrew's still actually standing right beside me. You know, honestly, the tears of joy are flowing. You know,
I'm shedding some on myself. I was here. I'm not going to lie. When I heard that Presley was, I was fine. I was fine until I heard that Presley was crying because she's about the toughest kid I've ever met in my life. Hey, listen, Coach Wood, I'm going to email you. I'm going to text you the link. If you guys want to listen to it on the way home in the car, I think you'll enjoy it. You can feel the tension in the broadcast. Go enjoy some time with your family. Send us some great pictures. I'll get them up on the episode page. And you and Mercy have just blessed the school with your amazing kids and your amazing sacrifice and your amazing volunteer hours. You go enjoy this state championship. We cannot wait to see that trophy in our gym next Sunday when I'm at church. Cannot wait.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Coach Mr. Diaz, and I appreciate all you do for the school. You have a good day.
Enjoy the rest of your day. It's going to be a fun ride home,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You take care. Bye now.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Hey, Andrew, you still there with me, buddy?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Who do you want to name as the MVP for the state championship game?
I am going joint MVPs with Kendall and Presley.
I would absolutely agree. Hey, Andrew, I want to thank you so much for doing the game. You did an amazing, outstanding job. I tell everybody one day you're going to be a millionaire and you're going to make it with your voice and with your brain. And I know you're excited. It's going to be a great ride home. I hope you'll listen back to the broadcast because it really was. You could sense the tension and the excitement. And I just want to thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you for letting me do this special day for Cross Lutheran.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, one last time before we get on out of here, his name is Andrew Quinn. You've been listening to the Cross Lutheran Basketball State Championship game, the Mighty Eagles, the Mighty Lady Eagles of Cross Lutheran Church and School by the slimmest of margins. Was it 21-20, Andrew?
22-21.
22-21. We're bringing home a trophy. We'll be launching that third banner, probably unveiling it at the athletic banquet. The whole Cross Lutheran Church and School family can be very, very proud. One last time, the players on the championship team, 00, Josie DeSaro, number 14, Audrey Garza, number 20, Aubrey Hampton, number 24, Meredith Sherrod, number 30, Chelsea Saunders, number 32, Mia Post, number 33, Carly Post, number 42, Kendall Jeffers, number 43, Presley Wood, and number 44, Berkeley Barr. That's the wrap live from Salem Church and School. Andrew, you have a safe ride home, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, folks, one last time, congratulations. The 2015-2016 Cross Lutheran Church and School Lady Eagles State Champions. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all very soon. Take care.